So, Felix, are you looking forward to the long weekend?
Very much so. You know, Labor Day is my big barbecue day.
Well, you know, I was thinking I love barbecues. I'm from Argentina, and I love the drinks and getting together with friends. But this is also a holiday that celebrates workers in America, and especially in this economy in which there is high unemployment, we're in the middle of a recession. Well, I thought we could do this week's show about work.
Good idea. That's a very good idea. What's the worst job you ever had?
Well, there was a point in my life when I first came to the US, and I was working two restaurant jobs at the same time. And one of them was an awesome gig at this beautiful Cuban restaurant. The other one was a nightmare. It was mismanaged, disgruntled employees. The food was so bad. Customers were, always complaining about the food. I mean, I think service workers everywhere know the kind of restaurant I'm talking about. What about you?
I was once a cabinet setter in mobile homes. I used to put bathroom cabinets and kitchen cabinets in mobile homes and right out of high school and just before college. And it was really an intense, hardworking job.
That's interesting.
I always remember like how much hard work there was to do.
Your hands look so manicured.
That was. You gotta be sharp to push all these radio buttons now.
Work. Many times you can't stand it, but you always gotta have it. Today's show is about the joy of having employment, the hardship of working too hard for too little pay, and the need for a good vacation.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. Let's get to work. This is Alt Latino. Felix, you picked this song called Voy a Trabajar, or I Am Going to Work, by Chilean band Los Prisioneros, which means the prisoners. And it's all about this guy who has finally found work after a while of being unemployed, and he's really happy and relieved. And he promises his girl that now he's going to buy her stuff, she'll have everything she needs. So it's kind of part love song for this girl, but it's also part a love song dedicated to the joy of having a job.
Jasmine, this band is a good example of the hard work ethic. I mean, they started out in Chile in the early 80s and basically worked their butt off playing gigs in their own country. And then word started to spread through Peru, Ecuador, Colombia, and they became a big deal throughout Latin America. This track is from an album they released in 2004. Okay, Jess, we just heard a song about physical labor. Are there any songs out there about sitting in your cubicle all day?
Well, Felix, I picked this next song by Brazilian rocker Seu Jorge because it's an ode to hardworking, underpaid men and women in every type of industry, from dentists to policemen to engineers, receptionists, waiters. It's called trabalhador, which means worker.
Does that include people who work in radio?
Some of us.
I like this tune.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't sound like a lot of the stuff he does. The harmonica?
Everything's different with this guy.
Yeah.
In fact, we don't like to repeat artists, but this one was hard to pass up. I mean, we're both big fans of his dark, husky voice. And in this case, it fits perfectly in the blues funk groove his band is working. And, it kind of reminds me of late Sly Stone, the Sly Stone before he disappeared and got all crazy. Trabalhador brasileiro.
What is up with his voice? It's so gravelly. You know, he stopped by NPR recently, and the man chain smokes. I wonder if that's why he's got this voice. He wouldn't stop smoking.
That's pretty much it.
And this is another song that is part ode to workers, but also part protest for how underappreciated some workers are. The chorus line says, and everyone out there, pardon my awful Portuguese, Trabalhador brasileiro, trabalha igual burro e não ganha dinheiro. Trabalhador brasileiro, which means Brazilian worker. You work all day like a donkey and make no money. Brazilian worker.
This is Alt Latino, and we're listening to songs about labor. So far, a Chilean band sang about the joy of finding work after being unemployed and being able to provide for those you love, and a Brazilian rock star gave us a beautiful ode to workers of all professions. Jazz, what's next?
Well, Felix, I think now we should dive into a more serious issue. People who are working in difficult and even inhumane conditions. This is Los Angeles-based band Wait, Think Fast, and the name of the song is Jornaleras, which are women migrant workers. This is a newer band fronted by Argentine singer and pianist Jacqueline Santillan, who sings in English and Spanish, and it's a group that incorporates a lot of traditional Latin American instruments like charango, which we've discussed on the show before. It's a tiny guitar from northern Argentina and Bolivia.
Jasmine, the homage to tradition is obvious, but I really like the subtle use of brushes, you know, the kind of drumsticks that jazz drummers use that look like brushes. They're using that on the snare drum, and it gives the song a contemporary feel.
And her voice sounds almost desperate, which is the story. She's telling the story of a woman who's desperate, so it's a very appropriate vocal style. This band has an indie rock sensibility, but very socially involved lyrics. I like this line right here. I walk to the train with only a coffee in my belly. Come on, woman, we're waiting for you. Change your skin, change your faith. Come on, woman, don't get confused. Sit in your corner.
Yeah. Jazz, while we're discussing workers who are surviving in various serious conditions, I think it's a good time to mention one group of workers who is currently in a great deal of danger.
Felix is talking about our brothers, the Chilean miners, who have been trapped in one of the most notorious mines in that country since August 5th. And while thankfully all 33 miners are alive, over 2,000 feet underground, it is expected that they might not be able to be removed until December.
What a nightmare.
Seriously, our hearts go out to these very brave men and their families. Mining is a difficult and dangerous job in every country. Countries like Chile exist. You know, it's one of the main industries, and it often goes unnoticed until tragedies like these happen. Felix, in honor of these miners, I picked this next song called The Miner's Song by Chilean folk artist and political activist Victor Jara.
Hoy vengo, subo, bajo, todo para quién, nada para mí. Minero soy, a la mina voy.
You know, Felix, this is an old song, but it resonates. It's a struggle that continues, the struggle between very poorly paid miners working in awful conditions and the companies that are making big bucks off of their hard work. You know, those are some of the political themes that the artists of Nueva Canción, or the New Song movement of the 1960s in South America, used to sing about. And Felix, it's almost like the hard guitar strums. Do you hear those?
Mm-hmm.
They sound like a miner working against the rock.
With his pickaxe against
mm-hmm,
the stone.
Mm-hmm. And the lyrics, you know, it's a very slow delivery. It sounds almost exhausted and just tired, and it gives you a real feeling for the dredge of this very dangerous work, kind of like dragging along, and he's singing, I come, I go up, I go down. For what? None of this is for me. I am a miner.
Minero soy,
you know, I've always considered Bob Dylan North America's contribution to Nueva Canción, and lately even to a certain extent Bruce Springsteen. And Victor Jara has that same kind of influence on many Latin alternative musicians. And I hear that influence in the songs that we've heard so far and some of the songs we're about to hear.
Yeah, a lot of storytelling, a lot of political commitment.
And it's usually told with just a single voice and a guitar. It's probably the most powerful instruments you can have in telling stories.
Mm-hmm.
Minero soy, a la mina voy.
Felix, we've been talking about hard work, dangerous work, and unfair work. But since we're heading to a beautiful, or maybe a really stormy, long weekend, I think we should also include a few songs about not wanting to work anymore and being ready for a break.
I can always use a vacation.
Says the guy in the tropical t-shirt.
Salí a la brupa a comprar cachucha en otro país a comer basura rusa de la búcate como todo.
Jazz, explain this beat, because it's going pretty fast.
Well, speaking about great storytellers, I know a lot of people aren't going to see a similarity between Victor Jara and Rita Indiana from the Dominican Republic. It's quite a leap. I've been wanting to talk about her on this show for a while. She does some amazing merengue techno, and if you've been a good student of Alt Latino, you know that merengue is an incredibly fast-paced dance music originally from the DR, the Dominican Republic.
And of course you add techno to merengue and you've got a killer groove that just won't stop.
And it's fast, fast, fast. In this song called La Hora de Volver, or It's Time to Go Back, Rita Indiana sings about a guy who, I don't know, I always assumed he was Dominican, and he immigrated to New York to work. And after 9 years of working his butt off, he decides, you know what, it's time to head back home. And the reason I brought up a link between her and Victor Jara in storytelling is a lot of people might not know that Rita Indiana is also an acclaimed novelist, which is why her songs are almost like reading a short story. In this one, she talks about this guy, and the lyrics say, "You survived like a lion. You made such an effort that by the end, you were left with only half a testicle. You worked lifting refrigerators with 5 cows stuffed inside. And on a cold New York winter, you saw yourself dead. The snow was falling on your numb body, and you had a vision of a disco of 2 dark-skinned women drinking a beer under a canopy of trees. The time has come, papi, to hop on a cloud and go back home." Felix, that last song by Rita Indiana was about wanting to rest after years of back-breaking work. Our next song is about a guy that never worked a day in his life and doesn't plan to.
I think I know that guy. Jazz, this is Argentine ska rock band Los Auténticos Decadentes, or the Authentically Decadent Band. Now, didn't you go see them concert recently?
Yes, I did, and this band is great live. It was like a dozen guys playing different instruments, jumping on a stage that looked like it was going to collapse, really. And honestly, one of the most entertaining concerts I've been to in a while. And this song, which is called La Guitarra, or The Guitar, it talks about... It's like an argument between a guy who just doesn't want to work a 9-to-5 job and his father, who says, "You better start working, you better grow up, and you better stop drinking my beer. I'm tired of you, I'm tired of your guitar, I'm gonna smash that guitar on your head." And the lead singer says, "I don't want to work, I don't want to be in an office, I just want to play my guitar all day."
I do know this guy. Okay, Jazz, I think we covered a lot of territory today, talking about jobs or lack of. I mean, physical labor, office workers, and those that celebrate workers of all kinds. We covered it all.
Did we miss any songs that come to mind? You can drop us a line at npr.org/altlatino and let us know what your favorite songs about work are. I'm Jasmine Garst.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And this has been another installment of the hardest working show in radio. This is Alt Latino.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.